Well, son, it's been quite the past. How long have you moved back in with me? It's been like a year. And we're finally getting ready to sign some adoption papers. But I thought it might be fun for us to look back in time, see how the fuck we got here from just being a mom and son to two fucking pedophiles. Child porn addicted pedophiles too. I mean, I can't believe we're here and I'm here with my own son. But, you know, I don't know if I ever told you this. I'm kind of surprised I've never told you this, but ever since you were born, really, I always had naughty thoughts. I guess it's just something that's inside of me to want to be filthy and taboo and just perverted, because the first time I changed your little diaper, I thought, holy shit, here's this little human who's so susceptible to me, vulnerable. And don't worry, you were never molested, but I did absolutely adore your little body. I mean, every time I gave you baths, from when you were a baby to a young kindergartner, I always enjoyed touching your skin, but it was never anything bad. You know what I mean? I mean, when I would bathe your little body, I loved touching you all over. And then when you got older, I had some heavy, heavy incest thoughts, if you will. I don't even want to call them fantasies, because they felt like they could be real. Like it could happen. I could see myself doing it. But, I mean, as you know, I never did anything with you. I just masturbated to the thought of you for years. Did you know that? Did you know your mommy laid in her bed at night while you were in your room, probably jerking off as well? Me just thinking about what it would be like to be a real pedo mommy. Have you fuck me as a little boy? It drove me wild. But I kept those thoughts to myself. I did. I never told. You're the first person I told, really. But then you moved out and mommy was sad. I was so sad when you moved out. And I kind of kept those thoughts alive by watching incest porn and reading all kinds of incest stories online. But that's as far as it got, really. And then you moved back home after that bitch of a girlfriend left you all stranded without apartment. But I was glad to have you move back home. I'm so happy you've been here. And do you remember the first time that I seduced you? And I guess I had more balls to do it, I guess. You know, knowing that you weren't underage, that's what always kept me from doing it. I didn't want to go to jail or anything, you know, risk everything just to have sex with my son. But I slowly seduced you. I loved watching you try to find my breadcrumbs, like you finding my messy dildo in the bathroom. I loved watching your face come out of the bathroom after you found that. You didn't even know what to do. You got so uncomfortable. And then I figured, well, I guess he's not taking the hint, so I'm going to have to make the moves. And with a little alcohol for both of us, you accepted my seduction, if you will. And it felt so good. God, it felt so good to fuck you for the first time, having forbidden incest sex. And I revealed that secret of yours that I found when you were balls deep inside of me. I needed the right time to let you in on that secret. And I figured, I mean, you couldn't get away from me. You were hard and inside your mother's pussy with me on top. And I looked down at you and told you that I knew that you had child porn on your computer. And I found it. And to your surprise, I insisted that you show me your child porn. I wanted to watch it with you. And you were so cute because I think you thought that I was going to like get you in trouble. But, I mean, you knew. You already knew. Mommy's not going to do anything to hurt you or get you in trouble. I just wanted to get in trouble with you. Watch some very illegal but wildly tempting child porn. And you still were pretty darn cute at first because I could tell. I mean, I knew. I glanced at the folder when I found it. I knew, like, what was in there, but not, you know, I didn't watch all the videos or pictures or whatever. And I thought it was cute that at first you pulled up cute little pictures and called them non-nudes. And even though I thought they were hot, I told you to show me the good stuff. Show me the real stuff. Naked little girls. Men forcing their cocks into their little holes. And you still were reluctant. You showed me more of your lighter stuff. You know, adult men molesting their daughters and nieces and granddaughters. And yeah, that was hot. It was hot for me to watch that because I had fantasized about molesting you for so long. And God, baby, you fucked me so fucking good any time we were watching or looking at child porn together. God, it's like you turned in to this wild, like, animalistic, primal fucking man. I loved it. I loved it. And for me, I mean, you felt how wet I got watching that nasty child porn while I rode my son's cock. Just devouring how naughty everything was. And I still knew that you were holding back on me. You were definitely holding back because the child porn that you were showing me at first was pretty tame. But our dirty talk was pretty fucking filthy. I learned that my son wanted to rape little girls. He wanted to force his cock inside such little holes that it would destroy them. So I knew that you had harder child rape porn. And you finally showed me. We moved on from those I mean, yeah, they're adorable. Those little 12-year-olds you were showing me with their fathers, but then you started showing me the good stuff. Younger. Elementary school, even preschool. Those soft little bodies. Innocence. Getting raped. Us watching it together. Coming so hard together from the sickest and most wrong porn. God, it just was so fucking hot. And I loved that you loved it. That turned me on more than anything. I mean, sure, the porn was so fucking hot, but what turned me on is seeing how much it turned you on. How hard you would pound your mother while watching a man rape little girl holes, watching little girls turn into anal kitty porn stars, watching little preschoolers get a nasty big old fucking load sprayed all over their face, little preschoolers crying as men were jerking off into their face. Fuck, it was so hot. And I wanted more. I know you wanted more as well. Because I'll tell you, son, what I saw in you was a need for child sex. I mean, not just child sex, child rape. I think at first you wanted me to believe that it was just some fun little fantasy, but I quickly learned that your arousal really fucking lived in the harder aspects of it. Really forced child sex and rape. So that's when I got that idea. I told him that thank goodness you had a helping mother, because I could get you whatever you wanted. I knew my church was always looking for members to take in kids of homeless people at the shelter. And, you know, I never even thought of doing that because I hate kids. You're the only kid I like. But this was perfect. Some young, dumb, unloved little girl, missing her parents, desperate for approval, desperate for love, we could take her in and use her for our love and your love of little girls. And so I found you that first one, that 4-year-old. So fucking precious, wasn't she? So, you could tell she was broken, but she was so full of love and so thankful to be in a home with 3 meals a day, a nice lady to take care of her, and you were so sweet to her too. And little did she know, you just wanted to get your hands all over her. You wanted to spread her legs open and dominate her 4-year-old cunt. You wanted to fuck her and molest her like all those pedophiles and child porn. And you were slow. I can't believe how slow you were. Really, you were slow to do anything with her. I mean, remember how long it took for you to even come into the bathroom while she was taking a bath? And let me tell you, those bath times just took me back to when you were a young boy, how easy it would have been to slide my hands in that water and fondle your cute little child cock. I mean, it was just like, here she is. Here she is to be taken, Ron. And that first time you came in there with me giving her a bath. I did come. I did come sitting right there watching you, secretly rubbing my pussy, watching my son place his hands all over her wet little body, watching you hold back from molesting, treating her how you really wanted to. And there's something about seeing your hands on her little body. So fucking hot. And then, luckily, I talked both of you into having fun, naked time. How every night we would spend an hour all naked, like it was a fun time. I remember when I first started, like, I think I was tickling her on the floor, making her lay down. And I spread her little legs for you. Spread her little lips open. Showed you what a four-year-old looks like up close. Completely nude and spread for you. You still didn't molest her. I wanted you so badly to. But you came around. I knew you would. I let you take your time. I let you, you know, ease into it. And then I think it was a couple weeks after that, I did the same thing. I spread those little legs, showed you that ball, puffy little cunny, and told you to touch it. Molest this little girl. Molest our little daughter. And that's what was hot. I mean, it felt like you were daddy and I was mommy and she was our daughter. And God, the moment you first laid your hands on her in such a fucked up way, so hot. And that's when I really turned on the pushing, if you will, insisting that you come on her body. Insisting that you use her little mouth. And then eventually insisting, commanding you to rape her. Because I wanted nothing more than to see you force your cock in such that tiny, itty bitty, innocent hole. I wanted to watch you fucking destroy her. And we both knew that's what we both wanted. We wanted you to brutally rape her. And you still took your time at first. But I think once you pushed through that hymen, once you pushed through, saw her virginal blood trickle down your shaft, I think that was it for you, wasn't it? That's when my son truly came alive. That's when I saw you turn in to a literal child rapist. You became an animal. You forced her legs open even more to get deeper into that itty bitty tight fucking hole. You lifted her off the ground and just pounded into her, not giving a fuck that she was screaming her head off. And that's when I came over and just sat right on top of her face. Couldn't have the neighbors hear her. She might as well scream into mommy's cunt while my son brutally splits that little fucking cunny open. And it turned me on so much to watch you destroy her for the first time. Watching you give in to that one true urge to brutally, roughly rape such a tiny little body. Watching your mother just smother her face with my cunt, watching me squirt all over her face because she's screaming so hard into me, while I open those lips even more to see my son's cock pound into a little girl's tiny little bitty pussy, then to watch him come once inside her tiny little preschool pussy, then watch you get hard in 5 seconds and anally pound a preschooler. Fuck a fucking preschooler, Ron. To watch you turn such a young little girl into an anal fucking princess turns me on so fucking much. I could watch you rape children all day. I really could. I mean, it sounds fucked up, but I've never been so proud of you in that moment. Watching you give in like that's so, so fucking hot. And the best part, that girl's so fucking dumb. She's so fucked up and dumb. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that you ruined her little holes. It doesn't matter that we probably mind fucked her the rest of her life. She'll just probably have someone else do it to her. We were the first ones. So now we've got these adoption papers right here. Are you ready to adopt a cute little blonde 4-year-old with mommy? If we're lucky, we'll get to adopt her little 2-year-old sister right after.